checking in from 66th Street, West End Avenue. Site of 104 outdoor phone booths in Manhattan. It's one of the more puzzling aspects of the City Bridge project is that they replaced the American-style phone booths with these curious Canadian models, which look like kind of like shower stalls. And they also don't advertise the fact that calls from this phone are free, local calls, that is. So I didn't put any coins in this phone to make this call. But you might, if you assume that this is not a free phone, or assume it's just a regular pay phone. Never really been fond of being inside a phone booth. This one's a little less claustrophobic than others because there's air ventilation and the doors don't really close completely. But it still is a little uncomfortable. When they announced that they were doing this, they said that there were only three of these booths, or actually four. And I just can't understand that a company with the deep pockets of City Bridge didn't have more resources to get American-style booths. Not my problem, of course, but I mean, that style of booth that used to be here was the type that was landmarked in, I believe it was Arkansas. The Pine Bluff, I believe. Somewhere in that part of the country. Well, I'm just going to let the phone hang here and pick up some sounds of cars passing by. I'm going to have dinner at a friend's place later. And basically, I'm just walking around and wasting my day. And there you go. Okay, that took several seconds for this call to actually be connected. So I've just been talking into thin air. Now I'm up at 90th Street. And having come this far, I might as well just go full circle and check in on all of the phone booths on West End Avenue. I made a visit to the old style green booths over at the Boat Basin, and it was good to see those again. They are exactly as I remember them, and those are very, very rare. I don't know of any other of that style that is still in existence. It must be somewhere in however many millions of buildings there are in New York. There are certainly some that have others of this relic, but it's pretty hard to find. Curious thing happened when I just called this number. It was busy, and it's a Skype number, so it can't be busy, so something was off with this phone. And now I wonder who I'm even talking to, if this is the wrong number. So, I'm going to keep walking and let the phone hang here for a fact. Well, I made it up to 100th Street, and there's only one left, and then I can head back. I must be feeling okay, because I walked all the way here from 11106. I was worried about something that happened last night. I woke up with blood on the pillow because I fell down, and it's not a big deal, but, you know, when your blood's coming out of your head, it's kind of freaky. And I feel a little bit of, there's a sore where the cut was, but it's not bleeding anymore. I mean, I haven't been bleeding since last night, so I guess I'm just not going to worry about it. But I started eating a sandwich earlier, and I felt the soreness there, but I guess that's okay. I mean, I heal well. I've always healed well, but a cut to the head is just a little weird. Anyway, this phone is interesting. It has a children's artwork set up on top of it. It's a framed drawing of a man or a boy holding a flower, something like that. And it's signed. This is Papela, P-A-P-E-L-A, Papela. Well, I don't know who left this here, but that's cute. 825 West End Avenue. Okay. Okay, so I actually made it up to 101st Street. I didn't think I was going to do this, but what else am I going to do? This is 845 West End Avenue, 101. And you know, I thought the door was, one of these doors was missing, but it's actually just stuck open. Looks like they've taken pretty good care of these booths. I seem to remember when I came up here last time, but one of them, I think the door was broken or damaged. That last one on 100th Street, the door was slightly cracked, but no big deal. This is a little strange thing. I mean, why is this even here? I mean, really, does anybody... I guess if I lived in the neighborhood, maybe I'd have a different perspective, but... If this is such a special thing, then why isn't there one or two of these in every neighborhood? I mean, I think there should be, because... You know, power outage, you can count on this to work more so than the alternative that we're being forced to bed. But, no, regardless, I need to head back. I need to get something to eat before dinner. I haven't eaten really anything today except a few bites of that sandwich that made me aware of the cut on my head. Just checking in. This is your intrepid payphone reporter.